receive any injuries?
Yeah, I actually did. I had a slight concussion to my head. I'm surprised because it actually, my head got cut, but not open to any part of the brain or any blood, actually. But I also had no bruises when I got hit on the left thigh, right arm. It was pretty good, actually, that I didn't.
Where were you heading before?
I was heading to school. I was literally right around the corner.
Did anything good come out of it?
I'm kind of more street wary. It wasn't my fault, though.
Mentally, what was the hardest part about the incident?
One of the most hardest parts, honestly, would have had to have been just the fear of getting around cars. During the time afterwards, I got really paranoid around any car, and around, more so, a Dodge Charger.
Do you remember what you were thinking during it?
If you're asking exactly what happened when, I don't remember a single thing that happened, because I don't remember anything for the 5 seconds it happened. Into impact, I thought, I'm gonna die. And right after, I realized, alright, so I'm still alive, but I know what happened.
What happened immediately afterwards?
I stumbled back to the sidewalk, and I was kinda half-conscious, so I thought, oh, I'm gonna be late for school, so I hurried up and pressed the button, and some people were like, no, don't do that, sit down.
Right after you were hit by a car.
Uh-huh.
You got up to go to school.
Uh-huh. No, trust me, my mind was a bit off.
Who called your mom?
I think the counselor from the school, because one of the teachers had turned the corner and heard the car hit me. So he alerted to the school and the principal, and some staff came by too.
All in all, how has this experience changed you?
It made me kind of realize, yeah, unless a car wants to pay for all my incidents, I don't think I'm going to get hit again. That unless there's a drunk driver or whatever else happens. As much as I like the Dodge Charger, I don't like it. Let's just go with that.
The car.
Uh-huh.
So now you're kind of scared of cars.
Not scared of cars, but I guess if you get too close to a person, if you're in a car, or if you... there's something kind of just sudden. Yeah. And I kind of tense up when I'm around the Dodge.
Do you think this will affect you later when you're driving in life?
Oh yeah, most definitely. My dad's twice already. One was before the accident. I was driving his truck. He has a Ram. And it was kind of easy because it was in day. But then the second one was at, again, the Rose Bowl. It was in the parking lots. And he chose to do it at night because we've been postponing it somehow all day because we were busy. And he chose to do it at night. And I was so paranoid I couldn't really go far anyways.
And this was after the accident?
Mm-hmm. This was after. And I realized you have to check all the mirrors and you have to check all your surroundings, and I could probably end up doing the same thing that happened to me if I didn't try, or if I didn't pay attention.
Or if you weren't focused enough.
Mm-hmm. And I would have gotten really crazy. Let's just say, try to be careful on the road, yeah? You might think no one's there, but there's always someone there.